This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Allah رب العزة والجلال has granted miracles to all of the prophets. And we know that the greatest of all prophets happened to be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And naturally the greatest miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to mankind through a prophet was in fact the miracle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now each miracle happened to have a certain tool that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to grant it. So for the Prophet Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that he said to the fire, become coolness for the Prophet Ibrahim. So it happened to be the fire that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rendered miraculous. For Musa, it happened to be the staff and other things as well. Now for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the miracle that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal granted him, he is the greatest of all prophets. Naturally, he necessitates the greatest of all miracles. And this miracle has to outlive the test of time, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's miracle should be acting as a miracle throughout time. So what would be the tool that Allah Azza wa Jal would use to give him something which happens to be miraculous? Allah gave him the Quran, a miracle which became miraculous because of words. And that's because words happen to be one of the most powerful tools that is known to man. Words is what changes the lives of people for the better or for the worse. Words is exactly what politicians use to change the minds of people. Words is exactly what preachers use to bring people closer to their message. Words is what we use if we are trying to get married. Words is what we use if we're trying to get divorced. Every single thing that happens within this world, in fact the world itself, as Allah tells us, is but a word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, be, and it all became. So every single thing within this world happens to be a product of a word. So this is, my dear brother, my dear sister, the power of words. The people who are the most powerful of people within this world are the ones who are most commanding of their words, who are most able to use these words in the most accurate and correct way, who know when to say and what to say, who know where to say and who to say it to. The people who happen to have command of language and of words, these are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants dominion to. These are the people who win the hearts of others as well. You see, one day, a man by the name of Ata ibn Abi Rabah, who happened to be from the earliest of generations, he was a very famous scholar from the Tabi'een. He was a man who even Ibn Abbas used to praise. The person who was known as the Tarjuman al-Qur'an, the person who interprets the Qur'an. Ata ibn Abi Rabah was a man who was of great righteousness. He was of great piety. He was of great conduct. He was known to be the Mufti of Mecca. During the time of Hajj, people would call out and a caller would say, no one shall give fatwa in Mecca except for Ata, because Ata was the Mufti of Al-Hajj. Ata was sitting and another man by the name of Talha came up to him. He said, oh Ata, I see all of the people of all sorts. They come up to you and they sit before you and they learn from you. And there is no problem that anyone has with what you have to say. It's very hard, by the way, for one man to have the hearts of so many people. No matter who the person may be, preacher, scholar, politician, any person of public status, normally there are people who like him and normally there are also people who dislike him. So this man Talha, he said that you, O Ata, happen to be different because people from Ahwa Mukhtalifa, all sorts of desires and all sorts of ideas, they walk up to you and they want to gain knowledge from you and they want to ask you. I am a man, however, I have a very harsh tongue. Okay, so he admitted his fault, and we should all be willing to admit our faults. That's the first step to correction. He said, I am a man who is very harsh with my tongue. So Ata stopped him right there. And he said, لا تفعل, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't become harsh with your tongue, O Talha. Why so? He said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Say to the people good words. Say to the people polite words, kind words. And this is a commandment for all people because Allah used the waw al-jama'ah, used the waw of plurality, so it's a commandment to every single person. And it is a commandment for every single person to conduct himself with every other person as well. That's why he said, لِلنَّاسِ. So Atta said to him, he said that Allah is talking over here about the Jews and the Christian, meaning we should be polite and kind even with the Jews and the Christian. How about a person who happens to be Muslim? He's saying this to Talha, that Allah is telling us to be kind to every single person when it comes to our words. My dear brothers and sisters, words are powerful. You can make the lives of people through words. When you meet a person, he has an awful day, you say a couple of words, the person may walk away having a beautiful day. You have a person who has had the best day of his life, if he meets someone who gives him a few bad words, he'll walk away and he'll have an evil, miserable, and a sorrowful day. Use your words charitably. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةُ صَدَقَةً. A good word happens to be sadaqah. Just as a good word is great, the Prophet ﷺ also told us in a hadith, he said that, وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي النَّارِ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. A man would speak with one word, a single word. He may say something wrong, one word, and because of which he will fall within the pits of hellfire 70 years. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to have polite words. Allahumma ameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us refuge in Him from every evil word that we bring to other people or that which other people bring to us. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.